It's time for Let's Talk Legal with your hosts, Cecil Harvell and Wes Collins from the law firm of Harvell & Collins. If you've got a legal question, they can give you the answer. Call now, 252-247-7282, and let's talk legal.
And joining us is Cecil Harvell from Harvell & Collins. Good morning, Cecil.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
All right. What are we talking about today?
I wanted to talk today about some of the details of the scams, if you will, S-C-A-M-S, that are happening in our community. And I had my notes right here, and I seem to have misplaced them for a minute. Hold on a second.
Well, I can lead in here a little bit.
Here they are.
The scams there are a variety of them. They come around. They come on the internet. They may come in the phone.
They really are. Ben, these financial crimes are being targeted mostly to older adults. It's quite alarming. The statistics now are that $2.9 billion each year is being scammed out of our elder population. And so let's go through some of these that our office is hearing about. And Ben, this might be a surprise to our listeners. Yes, we are. We have several clients in our office who have lost several hundred thousand dollars. Not just small money, several hundred. I have one client, a couple of hundred thousand. Another lady that I think of, again, $200,000 or $300,000. A lot of money. And I think the reason for that, just to pause a moment, is that once they've kind of got you, they've got you.
Right.
And it starts out small with $5,000 or $10,000, if that's small, but with $5,000, $10,000
increments,
and then it escalates to $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, and before you know it, a couple of hundred thousand, $200,000 or $300,000 is gone. Now let's go through some of them. One of them is this IRS impersonation scam. In this scenario, the scammer will call and threaten the victim and say that the victim is owing back taxes and penalty. This type of call comes in and is often hostile, makes threats to the victim that the home will be foreclosed. There might even be an arrest warrant. And so this is somewhat like a threatening call from what we've been told, this IRS call. They're attempting to collect the IRS. Of course, the IRS, as we all know, none of us like communication from the Internal Revenue Service.
Right.
But from what we understand with this particular scam, usually it is on the telephone, and the scammer is hostile. We suggest that you hang up when you get these calls. And know that the IRS or any other government entity, the same is true with Social Security Administration, they are not going to communicate with you over the telephone.
Right. Certainly not in that way.
That just is not the way the government can operate.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we just apply our common sense for a moment, we realize that the government does not operate telephonically. For heaven's sakes, we're not even able to call a branch of the government and really get through telephonically and get to the bottom of an issue with the Internal Revenue Service or the Social Security Administration. Usually all of those kinds of communications have to be in writing.
Right, and they're going to contact you by mail.
Good old regular snail mail. They are. The scammers, of course, want the four digits of your Social Security number.
If you're the IRS, you already have that.
Correct, exactly. Now, another one is the sweepstakes scam, and this, of course, is where the victim is told that they've won a prize and that they have entered, that they just unbeknownst to the victim have won, you know, $100,000. And in order to claim the sweepstake, they need to pay, you know, a processing fee, a small processing fee. Well, again, what happens here is that once we have one payment leads to another.
Right.
These scammers are pros at hooking a particular individual. And then they know that they kind of have that individual hooked.
Right.
And then they work that scam against that individual because of the fact that they're vulnerable.
Yeah, some of those scams have the older ones would send you a check, and they say this is to help you pay the taxes, and if you'll cash this check and send it back to us, then we will we'll process that, and you'll get your full prize. And that's just people have actually shown up at our door here at the radio station asking if this is real, and they say sometimes it even fools the banks, and so. You got to be very, very careful about these scams.
Well, you do.
And they're not going to get something for nothing.
Correct. Those checks, I've seen those as well, Ben. Those checks that are written, such as you're talking about, and those can be in any number of these types of scams, the different categories here. But my goodness, do they ever look real.
They said you entered some contest years ago.
Just astonishingly real. The devil's in the details here, and also the old adage, you know, there is no free lunch. Mm-hmm. How do you win a sweepstake that you never entered?
Right. Yeah. But
we have a gentleman in our office who's lost several hundred thousand dollars as a result of his payments out to, quote, claim his several million dollars.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman, the scammer, if you will, the company that's doing the scamming, and the gentleman, but one particular general, you know, just was incredibly convincing. So be careful.
They are. They're very skilled at this.
This is what they do all day long, mm-hmm. all day long, all night long. Another lady that we have here in Carteret County, unfortunately, you know, has been conned by the category of the romance scam.
Mm.
And this is particularly, well, all of these are directed toward the elderly, but they create a profile and then they, you know, become, you know, allow the elder person to become vulnerable, and they constantly contact them and converse with them and have conversation with them. And little by little by little, they end up, you know, befriending and over befriending the elder person. The next thing, of course, that happens is that they need money for something. They have a medical emergency. They're needing money in order to travel to see now for the mm-hmm. first time and
right.
visit with the elder person.
Mm-hmm.
And so the money transfers then begin. And again, in a small way, and then they escalate and can become quite significant.
Yeah, there was a show on TV on I think it's the Learning TLC channel is called 90 Day Fiancé the Other Way, and one of them features a guy supposedly from Jacksonville. Now I've been told that this is a setup, and, mm-hmm. and because there's been no local media coverage of this guy in Jacksonville, but supposedly his Ukrainian girlfriend that mm-hmm. he's had a girlfriend for 5 years that he sent her money over and over and over again. They were going to meet in Mexico. And he goes down to Mexico. He sent her money for the flight and everything else and never shows up. And eventually, when he's feeling like that he's been taken, she breaks it off. But mm-hmm. not until he sent thousands and thousands of dollars. In the last episode, mm-hmm. he was going to save up money and go there. So
in these romance scams, Ben, it seems that there's a high percentage of them where the scammer is in the military,
mm-hmm.
is lying that they are in the military service, and they create profiles in and around, you know,
with fake pictures of somebody
else. Of course,
else.
fake names and photographs and anything of that nature. Alleging that they're in the military, and then they need money to fly back from wherever they happen to be, or the transportation cost, etc. So, you know, be very careful about these things. The Social Security scam is much like the Internal Revenue one, where the scammer calls or emails pretending to work for the Social Security Administration and asks for the victim's personal information, date of birth, maiden name, bank account information. And of course, you know, this is not the way in which the Social Security Administration, as we spoke before about the Internal Revenue Service, this is just not the way they operate. They do not use the telephone to get this kind of information. Now,
all right, we're going to take a short break.
Sure.
We'll come back with some more. If you have questions and maybe you have been the victim of this scam, you want to talk about that too, 247-7282, 247-7282 here on Let's Talk Legal with Harvell and Collins. You can find them online at harvellandcollins.com. We're talking about scams that take a lot of money out of your pocket. And that's from our folks at Let's Talk Illegal here with Harvell and Collins and Cecil Harvell with us.
Well, I think that sometimes I think we feel that, you know, here in Eastern North Carolina, New Bern, Wilmington, Morehead City, you know, Pamlico County, Arapahoe, all of our wonderful communities and little towns, that we are kind of immune from some of these big things. That these things only happen in the big, dark cities of the country, you know, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. Well, absolutely not. They're right here. And as I said at the top of the program, Ben, our office just has had any number of families that have had loved ones who have been victim to one or more of these scams. But they do fall into the ones that we have seen are the IRS, the quote, I am your new love partner, the romance scam. And the third one is the sweepstakes. The clients that we've dealt with have been in those three categories. And so those are the three categories that I have wanted to mention this morning. Now, let me talk about some of the side issues here. First of all, you know, as we all get older, it's nice when we're fortunate enough to have a child or a other member of the family who can monitor, you know, our credit and our financial information. If you're able to obtain a credit information for your parent or your loved one, you know, that would be a wonderful thing to do, is to monitor the finances and see if there is anything that is suspicious, because your loved one may not open up to you about these calls until such time as it's a little too late. We've already lost quite a bit of money. So get a copy of the credit report, review it regularly, review bank statements, credit card bills for any unusual withdrawal or charges. One of the local files that I am working on right now, actually the alert came from the bank, which is wonderful that a local banker would notice that there were these, you know, $20,000, $25,000, $20,000, $25,000. The next thing she knows, $100,000in a matter of a month from an 80-year-old's account. That's just not normal, as she said, for Mr. So-and-so. And so she brought that to the attention of the family. Even the gentleman was competent. You know, it's not as if these elder people are necessarily incompetent.
Right.
They just are being scammed.
Yeah.
Very artistically and creatively and successfully.
You hit upon a lonely person, you know.
Correct.
There's a lot of things that you can tug at.
Now, one more thing to talk about, Ben, is that we are not having any luck recollecting or suing to get these monies back. I mean, the gentleman that was scammed with the sweepstakes money, the money was wired to an account, you know, that was a Chase account, Chase Bank, but to an account to a particular branch that was out of our country. It's who do you sue? How in the world do you collect? What we find ourselves doing in these files thus far is just helping the individual and or their family stop the the bleeding of their assets. But the concept of recollecting, of suing and collecting the couple of hundred thousand that they've lost,
that's sad.
That's just almost nearly impossible. The defendant, if you will, is unknown, maybe in a different country, certainly not readily available for a lawsuit to be served, not to mention the collection efforts. So they are very successful, these scammers, which is why they are proliferating and why it is so very common now, because it's very difficult for there to be a repercussion. mm-hmm. yes. toward them.
Yeah, I mean they have nowhere to go, no standing, and no pockets to dive into to try to recover anything, mm-hmm. and so often they are asking for payments that are untraceable too. They like a gift card or some other kind of entity. Paying it, and so it's nothing to stop. A check to stop. There's a lot, right. often none of these things that happen.
Now we've talked about before on the program the durable power of attorney, which of course, if our elder loved one has the power of attorney, it can be recorded with the bank. The bank accounts can then be transferred into a format whereby two signatures are required, or maybe they're completely transferred under the signature of the agent, the child that is the agent under the power of attorney. And right. then, of course, the only person who's able to access that account is, in fact, the agent, who would be, mm-hmm. you know, the child. I have an account under management right now at our law firm where I am the power of attorney for mm-hmm. this most elderly lady who is unfortunately in a memory care unit and really does not know Monday from Thursday, most very sadly. But her money is very secure, mm-hmm. you see, because the only persons that are able to get to that money, you know, are people who are competent.
Right.
And
right.
So the monies have been transferred to a power of attorney account. This particular lady, as is sometimes the case when we lawyers have to help so diligently, is that she did not have any children. She does not have any children, mm-hmm. and she does not have a husband. Mm-hmm. Her husband has died many years ago, and her only relative is a niece that's living, you know, in a state that's very far away. So that's a classic file where she would need some legal
right.
assistance.
Right.
We felt like that this lady was particularly vulnerable, her neighbors, because she was, you know, was in advanced dementia, and that anyone and everyone could come knocking to her door mm-hmm. and have her write a check or have her, you know, go by the bank and draw out money or transfer it, wire it in some way. She was mm-hmm. most vulnerable. So the way in which we locked down her money was just, and her money, sometimes been the elderly, like everything in life, come in every shape and size.
Sure.
But some elderly folks just have all of their resources at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, CDs, money market, right. savings, checking. They aren't necessarily engaged, you mm-hmm. know, with the, quote, Merrill Lynches of the world. And that was the case with this lady, who has a considerable amount of money in a couple of banks.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to lock down that money was to transfer it to the agency account, where the signature that was needed on the account was the agent under the durable power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So again, a very critical document, a very important document for all of us to have, that durable power of attorney.
Yes, excellent point. And again, if you want to find out more, you can call on the folks at Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Go online at harvellandcollins.com and 726-90502 to reach them and make an appointment in the office and talk about these very important things. We'll have more to come in a moment with Cecil Harvell in just a bit. And welcome back with Cecil Harvell from Harvell & Collins. So what else do we want to talk about here?
Ben, I think that, you know, what our listeners need to know is that, you know, you have to be very close to your elder loved one and to monitor and to be aware of what is happening. And maybe you're just a friend or a neighbor. The lady that I spoke of, it was her neighbor, you know, thank goodness, a good Samaritan, if you will, an angel across the street, a wonderful man who became most concerned mm-hmm. about her living alone in a very nice subdivision here in town, but just simply unable to handle her finances, and fortunately reached out and found that we happened to be her attorney firm and that we would come in and help safeguard her, which of course is what we've been able to do. So be an angel, be a good Samaritan. If you see or hear something, that it better to ask questions.
Right.
Yes, some people might say, well, you know, it's none of my business. It's none of my concern. And I understand, I guess it's a fine line, but let's try to walk that fine line as a community, because these scams are out there. And they're for some folks, like my gentleman who was scammed with the sweepstakes scam through, and the banker is the Good Samaritan there. Mm-hmm. The banker was the angel in the community that brought it to the attention of a distant niece who brought it to our attention, and we were able to stop it. But he has lost probably 2/3 mm-hmm. of his net worth, of his savings that
Amazing.
Were in that particular bank. They're gone, and they're probably not going to be able to be retrieved. And so it happens quickly. Within a matter of 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 months, the money can be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all have to be mindful. And these things, the reason I bring them up this morning, Ben, is that they're real. They're here in a big way in our wonderful community, Carteret County.
Yes. And we need to guard against those. And so many times when someone has a loved one passes away, there's somebody on the phone immediately trying to scam money out of you. A lot of those issues are things that just need some education among family members and friends, like you say, just so we can look out for each other.
Absolutely.
This is a subject that I think is not something that we just treat lightly. I know we've talked about in other programs how even those who are living in assisted living get these calls. Even those who are living under a watchful eye can still get these calls and get scammed. And so just be very careful. Pay attention to what your loved ones are doing. And it can come in a lot of different ways.
The digital age has been the friend of the scammer because at this point, you know, account numbers, birth dates, last 4 digits of Social Security numbers, a few of these items, if you get hold of just a very few of these items, you're able to really do havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And so the digital age has not been our friend and has been the friend of the scam artist. You just have to be very, very careful.
And again, I want to get more advice on that as well, too, on how to do those initial documents and help you protect that. Just give them a call at Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law, 726-9050, 1107 Bridges Street in Moorhead City, and online at harvellandcollins.com.